Welcome to Jimmy and Luke's show. This is our final show of 2012. And Jimmy, what did you?
It's still
do
not at puberty.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah, we went to my auntie's house.
All right, that must have been nice. Well, did your auntie cook a nice dinner? What did you have for Christmas?
She had with duck, roast potato.
I think he's trying to talk with one side of his mouth.
And then.
All right. Well,
this is
I
called nostalgia. I'm tearing up.
Present here, and then I watched insert TV show here, and then I ate some insert dinner here. So that's what I did on Christmas Day. Let's just tell you folks that we are recording this on the 5th of December.
You've been listening just now to the 2012 Review of the Year episode of the Jimmy and Luke Show. It's 2015 now, New Year's Eve, December 31st. I'm here with Michael, Owen, and Shane. The three people with...
Nine. Oh, we have to make a countdown.
The four of us are, between us, have the biggest episode counts of anyone in the Jimmy and Luke Show. Actually, that's not true at all.
How many episodes do I have?
Jimmy's on so many more episodes than either of you. I don't know. It's okay, so I'm on all but two episodes. Jimmy's on like
what episode? Han Solo and
Han Solo. No, I'm three actually. Han Solo, All Pod Leads Here, and I'm on the one you guys did for a couple seconds. And then Michael's on a lot. Jimmy's on like 150.
What am I on? How many?
I'd say you're on about 95.
So okay. I must be on
maybe
like 100 then.
You're probably about 80 and you're on about 60, I'd say.
How was Michael on? Oh, actually, doesn't.
No, Michael was on back in 2012.
Doesn't make sense.
So we're here now today to celebrate the year that was 2015, to look forward to the year that will be 2016, the final few months of the JL show, and to also look back on our review of the years from the last few years, because this is our final ever review of the year, our final ever episode of a year here on the JL show. And I do like to acknowledge special days ever. I also have here a review of the year 2013. Let's have a listen to this. Not our review of the year 2013. That is somebody else's review of the year. My apologies. This is our review of the year 2013.
Don't need fuck up there, Lucien.
This is our review of the year 2013. Oh, I like this. I don't understand this.
I just realized.
Yes, I am.
How annoying you.
Wow, that's ironic. That was pretty. That's
it
pretty
was.
That's
ironic.
Pretty Vita,
yeah.
Mike, that was impressive. You got that straight away.
I got it, too. Oh, this is so awful.
Episode 80. That compression, though.
I know.
This is ridiculous.
All right, and here's our 2014 review of the year. I actually quite like this episode. Starts off with a song. Okay, we've heard enough. Jesus, everybody, 2015, what a year. So we're going to have a look through some pop culture things, the top best films and shows of the year that I've listed, that I've compiled of 2015, and then we're going to look at some of our episodes from this year. But we're going to get it done very fast, because Michael wants us out of his house.
Work to do.
So let's look first at my top films.
I'm going to make it a joke here, Mike, that we were just Michael's procrastination for not doing his DCG homework.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
That's exactly why. I'm like, oh god, like, at least I won't have to do it until like after dinner.
So yeah. Where did my phone go? Where did it go?
Some people stay behind after school to do it. You could do that.
All right, everybody. We're going to have a look at my best films of the year list. So I must warn you, this does not include a lot of films for this. The Hateful Eight's not there. The Revenant's not there.
That's next year, though. Well,
no, they're not. I mean, I have copies of them. I'm just not watching them yet. The Hateful Eight, The Revenant, Sicario, The Danish Girl, Spotlight, Creed, Youth, Joy, The Good Dinosaur.
Do you like the film?
Bridge of Spies. These are all things I haven't seen.
Oh, sorry.
These are all things that are excluded from the list. So with that in mind, this is my list of best films of 2015 that Lucien has seen. And we're going to go from the bottom up. At number 46, the worst film I saw this year was... Guess what? Anyone want to guess?
No.
Five.
Hold on.
Wait, no, please.
Four,
please. Please, give us a minute. Give us a minute.
Okay. 20 questions.
Spy.
What?
Spy.
No. Go for questions. Ask questions. Quickly. You ready?
Okay.
Genre.
Genre, it's a sci-fi.
Main act, lead actor.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Terminator Genisys.
Yes. Genisys. Terminator Genisys is number 46. Number 45 is The Cobbler with Adam Sandler. Number 44 is Fantastic Four. Number 43 is...
Is that really that bad?
Apparently,
my dad was watching it last
night. Fantastic Four is not as bad as Terminator Genisys.
Apparently, that film tanked so badly.
Oh, really badly. Number 43 is Pixels with Adam Sandler. Number 42 is the Ridiculous Six with Adam Sandler. I watched The Ridiculous Six last night. I swear to God, one of the worst films Adam Sandler's ever made.
No, it is so bad.
Dobie is just going further down.
He's perfectly entitled to his opinion. But I started that movie thinking, oh yeah, I know it's going to be a little stupid, a little wacky, but it genuinely made me laugh. You know the bit where
it has good production value. You know, the jokes are just...
You know the bit where like your man's head is taken off and he's just there? I mean, it kind of went on, but I thought it was hilarious.
What's better, Ridiculous Six or what is it? A Thousand Ways to Die in the West or what's that?
Oh, Many Ways to Die in the West was funny. I like that. Okay, well, let's keep going. Come on, we're doing this fast. Okay, number 42 is Aloha, which is Bradley Cooper, Emma Stone, Bill Murray. Oh, so awful. 41 is Spy. Number 40 is American Sniper. 39 is Pitch Perfect 2.
Spy was pretty bad.
38 Trainwreck. 37 Paper Towns. 36 Paddington. 35 Everest. 34 Crimson Peak. 33 Z for Zachariah. 32 Ex Machina. 31 Manglehorn. Ted 2. Furious 7. Number 28 is San Andreas. 27 Black Man. Brooklyn, Straight Outta Compton, Danny Collins, Minions, Avengers 8 of Ultron, number 21, The D-Train, number 20, Tomorrowland, 19 is Ant-Man, 18 is Spectre, 17 is the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water, 16 is The Walk, 15 is Glassland, 14 is Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, 13 is The Martian, 12 is The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, 11 is Mad Max Fury Road.
That's actually a pretty good list.
My top 10 now. Ooh. You guys have to guess my top 10. Who wants to guess what's
Tomorrowland,
on my top
10? Straight Outta Compton.
I know what your top...
Fine, but you have to guess my top 10. Everyone try and guess a film for my top 10.
Inside Out.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve Jobs.
Yeah, they're both in there.
Star Wars.
Yeah, you got three.
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn is at number 26.
Oh, sorry.
You got four of them now. Three. You got three.
So many rubber.
So we got Inside Out, Steve Jobs, and Star Wars.
You said Mission Impossible.
Wait, is Is Kingsman a 2015 movie?
Yes, and it's in the top 10.
It's in the top 10, yeah.
I bought Kingsman on DVD yesterday.
Oh, are you including Whiplash?
It was free. No, I'm not including Whiplash. No.
But you did include American Sniper.
Yeah, because American Sniper came out in the US in January. Whiplash came out in the US in December. Ooh,
sneak that one in.
Oh, okay.
The Hateful Eight comes out in the US in January, so I'm putting it on my 2016 list.
Boyhood in that?
Boyhood was like summer 2014.
Oh, it was.
All right, everybody, I'll reveal my top 10. Number 10 is the Beach Boys film, Love and Mercy. Bet none of you would have guessed that.
The Beach Boys had a film.
It's about the Beach Boys.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, it
is a really good film. It's about Brian Wilson and how he loses his mind. It's got Paul Dano playing him as a young man, John Cusack as an old man, Elizabeth Banks.
I feel like I would have heard about this.
Paul Giamatti. It was on in Galway. It was on general release in the summer. Wow. Paul Giamatti and Elizabeth Banks are in it. Really good film. Really good film.
Right.
Number 9, Mr. Holmes with Ian McKellen as an elderly Sherlock Holmes beekeeping.
Oh, that came out.
The English countryside. Such a nice film, so nice and
wait—is that a Sherlock Holmes
peaceful.
Thing?
It's Ian McKellen as Sherlock Holmes, but it's very gentle and like nothing happens in it. But it's
a bit of a
number 8. This is also technically
was it The Room or something's there?
Room is here. Yes, number 8 is A Most Violent Year with Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain, which is not great, but it's very very good. It's very
it's
very
great,
stylish
very, very
film. Number 7 is Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, which I had very high hopes for, and it wasn't as great as I thought it would be, but it's still a lovely film, very great kind of admiration for cinema's influence on people's lives and a proper teen cancer drama that makes John Green's bullshit look like bullshit. Number 6, Kingsman the Secret Service.
I'm right. I still haven't seen it.
Number 5 is Room, which I just watched last night. Excellent film. Excellent film. Number 4 is Time Out of Mind with Richard Gere as a homeless man. Bet you've all seen that.
No.
Was not released in this country.
Wow, that's interesting.
And my top 3 are all pretty mainstream. Number 3,
Steve Jobs.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Number 3.
Star Wars, Steve Jobs.
Star Wars, Steve Jobs, Inside Out.
God, such a bad year.
Such a bad year. Last year, we had...
Such a terrible last year.
I guarantee Lucien said this about last year.
Last year was amazing. Listen to last year. Interstellar, Boyhood, Whiplash, Edge of Tomorrow, Muppets Most Wanted, Birdman, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Gone Girl, Guardians of the Galaxy, Frank, The Lego Movie, Inherent Vice, The Fault in Our Stars, Into the Woods of the Congress. These were all quality films.
Lego Movie was so good. What?
Lego Movie, I didn't like Frank. I know you liked the Mike,
23rd, but also...
I like the way it's kind of weird a bit, but
I don't think Michael
Frank,
saw Frank.
I haven't seen Frank.
Somebody else did.
It's on Netflix.
Callum didn't like Frank.
I know. What is Frank?
Well, I'll tell you, the director
Michael Fassbender, the paper mache head.
The director
never
of Frank.
Seen
the director,
it. Never even heard
the director
it.
Of Frank also made Room. He's Irish. 2013 was worse than this year, though. 2013.
Oh, that was
top,
off, man.
Top films of the year: Gravity, White House Down, and Star Trek Into Darkness. That was a bad year. They're all on TV.
Star Trek Age of Darkness
is really good. Gravity's good too, but
Star Trek is good.
This is great. I really like Star Trek.
But last year I thought most of the good films came out around Christmas. It was a bit
rubbish. They don't make any more of those Star Trek films.
The third one, the trailer came out last week, Star Trek Beyond. JJ didn't direct it, though. So then 2012, we had Avengers, Ted, The Dark Knight Rises, Les Miserables, Django Unchained. 2011, we had Harry Potter, Hugo, The Help. So this year is not that bad. It's worse than last year. But
Hugo made a big loss, didn't it?
Not a big loss.
I mean, Do you know what was the worst film I ever... I actually haven't even finished it. Like, one of the worst, like, serious films I've ever seen.
Let's hear it.
It's a Disney film.
Serious film.
It's like a name.
Probably Wall-E.
Is it The Odd Life of Timothy Green?
No.
Maleficent's really bad. How old is it?
It's not that old. I mean, I remember when it was coming out, it was really kind of a big deal because we meant to have all this kind of Skyfall, or not Skyfall, special effects.
John Carter. That's funny, Shane. I was talking about John Carter the other day. John Carter's not that bad, though.
John Carter is such a terrible film.
It's not
you
good.
Like The Ridiculous Six, so shut up.
my opinion is valid.
John Carter has similar quality to the Star Wars prequels. It's a very similar film.
Oh, I kind of get where you're coming from.
All right, everybody, time to move on. Everybody, we're in a hurry. It's time for the best and worst TV shows of the year. Now, this is my list. Shows I didn't see this year that aren't included on this list include Empire, Homeland, Outlander, Mad Men, House of Cards, Girls, Mr. Robot, The Americans, Louis, Transparent, Rectified, Justified, Broad City, Wolf Hall, The Nick, Cannibal, Orange is the New Black, Vikings, Manhattan, The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, The Affair, Penny Dreadful, and Bloodline. At number 32, the worst show of the year that I watched all of every single episode is Wayward Pines. Number 31, we have Sense8 on Netflix, a show that people only watch because it has a transgender character.
So bad.
Like, terrible show. Absolutely.
You know, I'm actually doing, I like, mean, like,
unwatchable. It's,
I understand kind of, they try to like, they use, I don't know if it's just me, but they use really bad cameras.
Yeah, oh, it looks like it was shot on a phone.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if they did try to give it kind of a grainy kind of feel to it, but like, it did not work.
It has a cast of diverse, it has racially diverse and in terms of gender diverse cast, but they're just not good actors.
Thing is, will Netflix cancel the show?
No, Sense8 was renewed for two more seasons. Netflix are not losing any money by...
Yeah, I feel like they wouldn't cancel. It's like how they just do a round like finishing up like seasons. HBO, like Hemlock Grove.
Like and The Leftovers on HBO like makes no money, but they're renewing it because they're not losing money. Number 30 is Life in Pieces on CBS, then Under the Dome 29, and at number 28, a jail show favorite. What's a terrible show I watched this year?
Oh, hold on.
The Slap
at number 28.
I love The Slap and Under the Dome were mentioned yet.
Ah, yes.
And Lucien watched every single one of episodes.
And Stitcher isn't.
And yet, he complained every day about these shows. Every day, like, oh, Under the Dome was so bad.
This is what I wrote about The Slap. Ah, yes, The Slap. The event series that makes Under the Dome look like The Wire. The plot? the plot? A child is slapped at a barbecue. So begins an entire miniseries.
That sounds amazing.
That, occasionally laughable in its soapiness, often mind-blowingly pretentious, The Slap will live on in TV history as a mistake NBC shall never forget. Number 27, we have The Brink. 26 is Scream Queens.
You never forget it, then it's not a mistake.
28 is The Grinder.
You have not watched The Scream Queens.
I watched 7 episodes of Scream Queens, and it is very far down my list, because it's garbage. And I'm a big fan.
I thought it's funny, the
writers of Scream Queens' previous show, which was Glee, I'm a fan of. But Scream Queens is just nasty. The characters are so awful
funny.
People.
It's that's what's meant to be. 25 funny.
I can't get invested in a show when I hate the characters. Like,
Glee is a terrible show.
Except for Breaking Bad. No, Glee is good. 25 is The Grinder. 24 is Grandfather. 23 is Supergirl. 22 is Modern Family. Show Me a Hero. Daredevil. Grace and Frankie. Glee. Game of Thrones. True Detective. Number 16. 15 is Gotham. 14 is Last Man on Earth. 13 is Silicon Valley. 12 is Family Guy. 11 is The Casual Vacancy. And now the top 10. Who knows my top 10? Who knows my number 10?
Okay.
Shane, what's my number 10?
Fargo.
Fargo's at number
Gotham.
9. Fargo's at number 9. Just read out Gotham number 15.
Sorry, my bad.
Fargo's at number 9, correct. Just guess random ones.
BoJack is there at 3.
BoJack is number 3.
Community. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is at number 6.
Like, I've read these, so I should know.
Community. Yeah, you told me
at number 5.
The Strange something.
Jonathan Strange and Mr. Gnarl at number 2.
Yeah, I've never heard of
that. Did True Detective make the list at all?
It was at number
16.
Jonathan Strange and Mr. Gnarl is an amazing show. It's this BBC costume drama about magicians in England in like the 18th century. And there's like this whole thing about slavery where this black guy escapes and wants to become a magician. And they're like dueling in Venice with these things. Oh, it's an amazing show.
You told me this list. I can't remember.
So good. Okay, no, does anyone know what number one was?
Better Call Saul is
The Leftovers?
The Leftovers, number one.
We all should have got that.
I want to read what I said about The Leftovers. What began as a case study in grief and misery with a strong but tonally inconsistent first season transformed this year into one of the finest television shows of our times. Damon Lindelof's philosophical odyssey balances subtle retellings of classic parables, often presenting biblical tales in a contemporary setting, with a beautiful, elegant deconstruction of the very nature of storytelling. My English homework sounds like this sometimes. Whilst providing its fantastic cast with reliably moving emotional work and pitch black comedy, The Leftovers is like nothing else on television, but is the show that all other shows aspire to be more like. Ingeniously structured episodes alternate between dedicated visits to specific storylines, self-contained urban fairy tales, and expansive overviews of the effects of faith, hope, ambition, and uncertainty on the psyche of irreversibly damaged characters. Birds are buried underground, children disappear, terrorists recruit armies, cities are born and torn apart, dreams and reality melt together. The Leftovers is hypnotic and haunting and will take your breath away again and again. That paragraph is better than any of the writing in The Leftovers. I just like to point that out. Number 3 is BoJack. Number 4 is Better Call Saul. Number 5 is Community. Number 6 is Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Number 7 is The Man in the High Castle. Although I only watched 3 episodes of that, and I haven't watched any more, so it probably should be lower down the list. Number 8 is Parks and Recreation. Yeah. Number 9 is Fargo. Number 10 is Wet Hot American Summer First Day. I think I should have switched that with Family Guy, because I think Family Guy deserves to be in the top 10, because it's so great every week.
No, it's not.
Those are my best films, the best shows of the year. Thank you for listening.
No Simpsons.
So guys, what was all of your favorite JL show episodes of the year?
So many to pick from. Mine was probably Jam.
Really?
What?
Jam was not your favorite episode.
It was,
What's Jam? But
Jam wasn't a very good episode.
Jam was an episode shot right here.
I can't remember any of them.
Oh, that's the only one I remember.
Jam no, we did 2 episodes here. One was called Inside the Studio. The other one was Jam. Jam was by far the inferior of those 2 episodes.
Yeah, that's why no one likes it.
Because I was the one being inferior.
Okay. That's the only one I can remember as well, Shane.
Come on, you must remember some fun episodes. What memories do you have of recording the show?
Wait, what episode is this again?
This one.
Yeah.
227.
Yeah, 227.
Okay. But like, what are your fun memories of recording the show this year? Like, remember all the stuff we did this year. So we started off in January with episode 161, Bear Dance. So there was a few weeks when it was just us effing around like we were last year. And then everything changed on episode 165 when Killian showed up. Because that was when the show started to become like a phenomenon of sorts for a few weeks. So we had the episode AmJ. Yeah. We had the episode... MJ. Let's listen back to the start of AmJ, shall we?
It was jolly. Right, here we go.
That's not the start of AmJ. That's God, like the, that's
Killian,
the pre-
Killian
that's
the, was such a nasty person to me at the start of last year. Sure.
This
year.
This is the pre-roll.
Or start of this term. Year.
I love that the last year was trying to convince you that I'm an intelligent person.
Sorry?
Lucy was trying to convince Killian I was an intelligent person.
And Siggins as well.
I mean, like, Killian, or not Killian, Kian is, like...
Owen, Shane,
Kian,
Mikkel, Jimmy, Johnny,
Mikkel, I'll start out. Michael has had so many nicknames.
Not really. It's Terry, Mike.
It's been Michelangelo, Mikkel, Terry, Mike.
There's various.
This is so bad. All right, so we had the episode AmJ with Killian on it. Then we had the episode.
Were you speaking about that episode or the podcast in general?
Oh, these episodes. So AmJ was an episode with Killian and Kieran. And then on Chaos, we had a bunch of other. Clifford was on it. His first appearance. Yeah. Then the show started to get crazy because we had like the merger and Old Scotland Patriots, Token Female, Community Games, Nice Ties, Hangout, Chivo Incognito, Denim and the Schlapp, The Easiest Way to Steal Shoes, Saturday Night Hangout, The Fall of G-Spot, Tinnitus, Lou Run, President Rock, Antibacteria, Ascension to Power, Jesus Dies, The Liberal Few, Helvetica, The Perks of Being the Mandarin, Vin Brown Exclusive Black, Avengers Age of Ultron, and most of those episodes had a bunch of like random ass people on them. So
that was pretty much the peak of its popularity.
That was the peak of the show ever, yeah. Especially in like January, February, March. And then
how many you know there's the Avenger movies well actually is Ant-Man going to be entwined into the
universe? That's already been made.
Ant-Man is going to be in Captain America Civil War coming out in April.
I watched 10 minutes of it when my brother and my dad were watching and I was like I was taking a break.
Callum walked out on it.
It's pretty funny.
It's not a terrible film. Like, it's better than Avengers 2.
It's pretty.
You had Avengers 2 quite high on your list actually.
No, I was number 26 or something.
You were so. It's such a terrible movie.
So lifeless.
You were so excited for Avengers.
I know I was.
I mean, Lucy and skipped a day of school just go see it.
Like, you traded on Compton fairly high as well. Like, low, I mean. Like, way down. It was like 25. Yeah.
Compton's grand.
I heard it wasn't good.
Grand.
Luke Morgan just liked the Independence Facebook page.
Ooh.
Oh.
And he means a lot, like, so.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's laughing.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Luke Morgan.
So we had some great episodes.
Was he at the career fair the last day? I didn't see him.
He had there was an empty seat.
He was meant to be. This is a Buzz Hub. I honestly feel like that wasn't his fault, but Miss B. Donald's fault.
Did you all love when this was our theme music?
No. I think the only good team that's ever come out of us was Michael's one that Lucien changed instantly.
You mean the one that I just said?
Yeah, remember that trailer you did was so good. I loved it so much.
I know, but we're talking about the general
and then
show.
Lucien's like, ooh, no. It's not good enough.
Oh yeah, we should have done
it. I said it was,
and you rolled over so easy on that.
It was the wrong. It's the wrong tempo.
We should have done the 99% today, actually.
No, we shouldn't. We were going to, and I just didn't want to because I didn't have a guest.
Yeah, the song that I did for it was too dark.
Got it done in reverse.
Too dark
for
the start, I think.
Sure.
So like, these were some great episodes, guys. Didn't you just love them all so much? Remember when I was doing Lou Run?
All those non-fit days.
You can still see the difference.
We had our Avengers spoiler special with Chris Townsend, and do we all remember our other
Ryan Ellie,
our other
favorite
friend
hero
who was on the show? I think I have a clip of him here somewhere.
Updating on over the next couple days, and my review and our spoiler special.
Ryan should be here somewhere.
Where's Ryan?
Where isn't Ryan?
Talking about the jet.
Ryan Carey.
You're going to remember me. I'm from Florida. Do you remember me?
Ryan was definitely my favorite moment.
Wait, was that Jenny?
Can we all agree that Ryan was the best JL show moment of 2015?
Wait, who was
the best JL show?
Ryan is JL show person of the year, Ryan Ellie.
Ryan Ellie.
Who is he?
He's the guy who cameoed on our Avengers
show. Oh, Chris Townsend episode.
Chris Townsend's friend.
How did he get into
this?
Is
this a stranger who clicked on the link on Twitter?
Yeah.
Fashionable guy,
this
though. He found his Instagram.
This is one of my favorite episodes, is UK election special. Because Owen makes a great gag at the start, and it's really funny.
Is it possibly Angela?
No. That was on Inside the Studio.
I'm interested now.
I like the start of this episode. It's kind of funny. I don't know when I'm actually going to start talking.
Where's my guy?
I know. Come up whenever we start talking.
JL196. And we are live here on Friday the 8th of May. And it is 8:17 a.m. And we are here to talk about the election, aren't we? And I am Lucien, and I'm joined today by expert panelist Owen. And Owen's an expert on all of the UK political scene.
Yes, I've been analysing all the results and what has been released so far regarding the elections.
Okay, excellent. So we'll be going to you in a minute for some breakdown.
I kind of like that. I think that's funny. Okay, and then we have
Owen trying to be sensible.
Episode 197. Episode 100.
Before we end,
we're not ending yet. I have a song to play at the end.
But Shane Kelly has to play a song on the guitar.
Yes, he does. He does. He does.
Absolutely, 100%. You're not getting away without doing it.
I thought,
guys, we're only 2 minutes away from the new year.
No, Shane.
There's a few minutes left on this, so don't go anywhere.
Shane, where are you going? What do you mean you're going home on New Year's Day? This isn't a Skype call.
It's gonna be New Year's Day in one and a half minutes. Now we're gonna have to count down from 60 seconds. All right, guys. Well,
wait, guys.
I want to find the video we can play.
So, boys, what part are we going to Christmas?
New Year's Eve.
JMT's.
Down and
see,
really,
he said, I was on the phone to him the last day and he said, I hear Michael McAndrew's bringing his guitar and bringing some gear, so he's gonna have a gig.
Oh, yeah, there was a guy in my house singing last night.
Probably like an old guy on a banjo, wasn't it?
He's in a band called the Dusty Banjos. Yeah. Yeah, he's actually pretty good. He was singing, he was playing in tone after. So,
what do you guys think the best episode title of the year was? Was it JL 200?
No, Han Solo. I remember when I told Lucien the name of that episode. He like broke down. Yeah. He was like, oh my god.
But like, what about episode 197? Double Dole. I mean, come on, Double Dole.
What are the top 10
of the year?
Significant.
Actually, I haven't heard about Class War in a while. What have Class War done recently?
They like firebombed a shop.
I heard they bought. You know, they painted a cafe. Like, you know, painted through paint.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But they pretended to firebomb it. Like,
what was kind of the?
I don't know. What would it be? Okay, well, Charlie Hebdo happened at the start of the year.
Are Class War communists?
Show.
No, I'm on about in Lucien. This show. What are the most? Or okay, in general,
Lucien,
like,
are Class War communists?
No, Class War are like extreme socialists. Like, I don't think they agree.
Then extreme socialism is just communism.
No, because really, you see, because the communist system has things that wouldn't appeal to them, like because they're too selfish and self-obsessed. Anyway, so we had, so all those cool people joining the show and bringing people, and G-Spot.
All other candidates are scum.
Discovering G-Spot and having G-Spot removed from us, that was a big deal. Lou Ron was a big thing. We had Vincent Brown on the show, Chris Townsend on the show, JL 200 was a big deal. We did our Cat in the Hat live worldwide viewing. Last time I was in this house, I went home and did that afterwards.
But describe the JL show year in like five words.
Really?
White people.
No, let me think. Really bad.
Okay, let me think. Like, let me think.
White people. Double Dole.
White people. Oh, okay.
No, like white people is one.
Double Dole. MJ.
MJ.
That's pretty big.
Ryan Ellie.
Hillary Clinton.
And like, no, because what have the last few months been dominated by Star Wars, right? Like,
Star Wars.
Hashtag I stand with Rey. Rey from Star Wars.
Rey. I stand with Rey.
I stand with Rey was a big thing. Then we had In the Bushes, Han Solo, Orbiting Surprise, The Jewels Show, Bus Buddies, Interstellar, Ebola, Steve Jobs, Newt Scamander, Spectre Sex Tape, Planets, Michael's Women, Choco Duo, So Much Life,
Aftershock. Suppose the Italians is kind of a thing.
Wait, let's take a moment to appreciate the Spectre opening with the tentacle porn.
So guys, oh my god, it's almost the new year. Let's count down from 20.
I feel 20, like you said 19. you said a minute and a half. Like,
yeah, Michael, stop in your chair for a while. Something here, okay. Guys, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11.
Live studio audience.
Six. Guys, here we go. Are you excited? Happy New Year, guys! Oh my god, look at the firework. It's Larry, he's up on it. He's hanging on to the
Larry, just broken.
Larry, what are you doing?
Mike, yes, machete.
He's under the firework.
Larry, get down from there!
That would actually be the scariest shit ever, players.
The scary thing is that. This doesn't sound like.
Hey, Lucian, you wanna read my thoughts? I have faith.
This sounds more like the Banner Clan than you do.
I feel like Larry.
These fireworks are just too much. What's going on with these fireworks? Look, it says JL227 in giant fireworks.
Those aren't fireworks, they're also just kids screaming in a room.
There's supposed to be a song coming on.
Yeah, they just nuked them kids.
Jesus. Oh my god, look at the mushroom cloud in the distance.
No, that's the kids are being thrown out of a plane. That's the air rushing through the plane.
Yeah, you should actually.
I'm really pissed that I'm not around during the Super Bowl, so I just kinda wanna watch that. 49 days. The Super Bowl 50. My feet are on those.
The stats.
Yeah, we can see it actually.
Sounds like a song they play for like Hitler Youth.
Exactly. Last year we played the crappy Hobbit song. Let's play.
Yeah, please.
Let's play some level 42.
No, are we finished or not?
We're going to finish the show now with some level 42. Yeah, good singing, y'all. Don't y'all love level 42 as much as they? All right, let's spend a few minutes while the song
plays. I'm not
plays
ashamed
now.
To say I've never heard of them before.
While the song is wrapping up, while the song's playing, let's talk about wrapping up the show in 2015.
So
New Year's Day.
Me and Owen will do an actual one on Christmas Day.
We actually don't want to do that. I mean, I haven't told my parents yet. No, we'll only be doing there. I don't even be there for half an hour. Top.
Yeah. So, geez, if you can run a mile in half an hour, you're doing well.
If you go run and do a podcast.
Why do like a middle of the hollow?
Like, I'll edit it into the New Year's show. Christmas Day show comes out at 5 a.m. So.
All right.
We live a sad life.
I really.
Okay, wait, I'm gonna play the rest of the song, so I'll just wrap it up while the song's
Mike, going. You don't really want this finished, you know? I guess kind of.
I do, because I don't want to have to give you dinner.
I know, exactly.
Oh, yeah, it's half five.
Exactly,
so
okay. We'll get out before that, okay.
I have dinner at home and
so, guys, yeah, what, what about. Wait, I'm gonna let the song play. You'll find the song.
I suppose it is like 12:05 now.
No, true, no, yeah.
Dinner
at
home. Mike's gonna cook his dinner too.
Mike, what time do you have dinner at in your house?
Past midnight.
At my rig, I spun the new.
I'm sorry, bin bag, my bad. Yeah, see you taking my iPod.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do it, like.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
No, we're playing the rest of the song.
I'm not funny to think of this.
Here, have it. I don't want
to. Who added it?
Wait.
I've never Snapchatted her once. Like.
Well, my parents. No. Come on, guys, sing along with level 42.
Come on. Did you ever watch Top of the Pops from like the 80s?
Oh, I watched it from the 70s with my parents every week. They've had to edit out of the album though. Michael, play along with level 42.
Oh, who gives a shit?
I wouldn't be here without you.
My feet are on the
tonight. Something about you.
Okay, we'll put on the Snapchat account.
So right. I wouldn't be here without you, baby. This is a great song, isn't it? I love this song. Something about the way you are. Can't go back, we've gone too far. Nothing. This is not part of the song. We're quite safe in the hell is this? Dreams. You for me are all it takes. To watch the state of my mistakes. I'm not perfect, that's for sure. I'm only human after all. What you do,
Luke, do you want
to go
there? I do, yeah.
My parents go down. I can't do it.
Because
there's something.
Because there's something about you, baby. So right. There's something about you.
Wait, Shane. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone, that is the JL show for 2015. Everyone say goodbye. How many episodes left to go, guys? Can we calculate quickly? How many episodes left to go? 23 episodes left to go. Goodbye, and God bless you.
When my love said to me, meet me down the gallows tree, for it's sad news I bring about this old town and all that it's offering. Some say troubles abound, someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. Brothers, sisters, where are you now? As I look for you through the crowd, all my life here I've spent with my faith in God and church and the government. Some say troubles abound, someday soon they're gone. gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. When the Belfast child sings again.